Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight the show begins in Hiroshima, asking the question, did the people who targeted Hiroshima and Nagasaki know about radiation? Did the people, the leaders in the U.S. government, know about the terror weapon that it would be to civilian population? Did the targeting committee appreciate this wasn't destroying factories and factory workers? This was destroying a culture, damaging the culture permanently, including the survivors who were shunned the rest of their lives and the rest of their children's lives. Did they know that? The answer is probably not. Would they have assigned the bombs to Hiroshima and Kokura? The secondary target was Nagasaki. Unknown. It was 1945. Today, however, it's much easier to understand that anyone who uses an atomic weapon as a targeting of a population is not acceptable in 2024. Hence the mystery of why Russia continues to talk about its nukes deployed to Belarus, and why NATO answers by deploying nukes to Europe. Gravity bombs can't be used. Not a weapon of war, a terror weapon. Hezbollah is a terror organization threatening to attack Israel. Iran threatening to attack Israel. Why was Sergei Shoigu, the national security advisor, right-hand or left-hand man to Vladimir Putin, why was he in Tehran? Unknown. Not positive. Sinwar, the last remaining chief who ordered the October 7th, in the tunnels, I'm told, by Jonathan Schneider, in the tunnels, not escaped, moving around, keeping hostages near him, a hunted man, the devil with him. That's where he's headed, the devil. And Stevenson Yang, now chatting about the Chinese economy that will not reverse its decline unless, well, capitalism. Charles Burton chatting about a disappeared editor of the Global Times. Gone. Why? Apparently his originality deviated too much from the party line, is the speculation. Rick Fisher on North Korea displaying TELs. Those are mobile launchers for medium range and long range ballistic missiles, nuclear warheads, of course. North Korea wanting us to know that it's not a member of the community of nations. It's some kind of science fiction planet it lives on. Kim is unacceptable. And then the PRC, the question of manufacturing and manufacturing overcapacity, that's the factory floor. China is not tamed. It wants to use the same business plan it used to make money in the late 20th, early 21st century. But the U.S. and its allies are having none of it. No more dumping. No more subsidizing. It's over. And China is looking for holes. For example, steel dumping in Chile. But its clock is running down. It doesn't have a better example. Alan Tonelson has always been our guide on that. Hotel Mars, a wonderful conversation with Dr. Kevin Hand of the Jet Propulsion Lab, working on Perseverance in Gale Crater, and an unusual rock formation, including calcium sulfite, iron, and I believe phosphorus, three elements that can be associated with biological action, life, from a long time ago, the first billion years of Mars, is probable. But until and if the sample taken by Perseverance in hand in Perseverance's box is returned to Earth, we cannot know for sure because there's olivine in the formation as well. Olivine is associated with volcanic activity where no life could exist. Why is it there? There are theories. Not until we get the sample back will we be able to act. And right now I'm told by Dr. Hand they're working on getting the price tag of a mission to Mars for retrieval, getting that price tag in, to be sufferable, because right now it's $11 billion. And then a conversation about with Sidney Blumenthal about former President Trump and how his presentation at rallies is a repeat of the 16 and the 20. Nothing new. Performance art, but nothing new, and nothing about the future to my eye. I've seen him on stage. He's wonderful. He's magical. But is it about the future? Unclear. And then Michael Bernstam joins to talk about something he's presented for quite some time, over a year. The middlemen are making money on the sanctions regime against Russia. Turkey's a middleman. Hong Kong's a middleman. Middlemen find a way. Globalization means capitalism everywhere. And a sanctions regime to make it difficult for somebody to do deals with Russia is defeatable by using cutouts that are not available to the hidden intricacies of the Treasury Department, which is human. And middlemen are superhuman because they can make money. And then a conversation with Simon Constable about the Dutch auction of 2004 for Google. I think they got $85 a share at the open. It went as high as 140, 142, settled in around 100. In any event, it was a bargain then. Not so much now. Google's in law trouble because of its monopoly business plan. It'll figure it out. Simon also comments on the riots that we read about in England, in the north, not in London, the north of England. Poverty, despair, frustration directed against the immigrants who have no place and are given hotel space by the government, the NHS for the immigrants. And there's resentment, and it's not answered by the Tory government. Now it's not answered by the Labour government. Instead, they send police. There's rock throwing. There's looting. There's trouble. Riots in the north. Starliner still attached to ISS. No immediate success of testing to get Starliner back with its two astronauts. Now talk that they'll send SpaceX to rescue the astronauts and Starliner will stay where it is. Not an easy solution. And then sunspots. Bob reminds us that we don't understand sunspots. We don't understand the sun. We have ideas, but we don't understand it. The mechanisms. The 11-year cycle of sunspots. All wonderfully mysterious. When you wink at the sun, consider we don't get it yet. They're working on it. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.